There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Of the Seattle Seahawks for a last-minute play call, Pete Carroll. We'll talk about that here in this Hour of America Tonight, plus the Super Bowl commercials. Did any of them trip your switch? Did you like any of the Super Bowl commercials? I saw Walter White from Breaking Bad on E-Assurance. I saw a couple of commercials that caught my eye. Some of them were pretty funny. And there was a Made in America spot that I liked, WeatherTech. It was pretty straightforward, but they do car mats, and every single piece of that car mat is made in the good old USA. And the owner built the company up from the ground and says it's worth it to get the word out, to spend the millions he has to spend for the Super Bowl spot. And I thought that was pretty cool. And that company is getting, I guess, bigger and badder. So there you go. Made in America. We'll talk about the commercials at the tail end of this hour. But right off the bat, the president makes news with his budget. The budget, no surprise, is in the trillions, but it's the taxes, some of them anyway, that you might choke on. And the Republicans, of course, are promising to say, forget it. The scales financially tipped at $4 trillion. There's tax raises on wealthy Americans and financial institutions, and I agree with some of the financial institution taxes, but the tax raises, they say in the fiscal 2016 budget, are intended to boost, here is that word, middle-class Americans. All of a sudden, it's all about the middle class, by leaving more dough in their pockets. The Department of Homeland Security needs to be refunded by the end of February. You know, I've been talking about this a lot. While the debt limit certainly has to be reinstated by the middle of March, so there are some problems there, and you can bet the Congressional Budget Office is watching with bated breath. One of the big points of contention with the president's budget is the tax package, the $320 billion tax package. It includes tax cuts that would help out households with two people that are, you know, earning money, families with young kids in child care, which is something that's been around, and older children in college. Even one proposal would automatically enroll workers in individual retirement accounts unless they opt out. Another would extend the earned income tax credit to low-wage workers without children. So that's just a little slice of it. A $4 trillion deal, though. $4 trillion, my goodness. What does $4 trillion look like? For the president's part, he defended the budget, and he said, hey, come up with a better way to get the country back on a strong financial path. I know there's Republicans who disagree with my approach. I've said it before. Let's go. And he's saying, I'm willing to work with Republicans, but I really don't see anything other than a stalemate probably happening here for sure. All right, let's squeeze in a couple of them. Let's go to Grim. Hey, Grim, how are you?
I'm only here because I'm going to lose.
Whatever you say, Marshawn Lynch.
Well, I kind of think that's kind of why they did lose.
Wow. Craziness. Crazy. The not trying to run the ball in the end zone. I don't understand. They had a couple of tries at it. But, hey, the Patriots won it in the end.
Well, now, like you said in your announcement here, everything's Christmas is over with. The Super Bowl's over with. Now it's back down to the business, and now it's back to the fines. what are we going to do about the deflated balls? And, Kate, I got an answer for all that. Go ahead. They said initially it was $25,000. Go ahead and fine both Belichick and fine
Brady.
Yeah, Brady. They're 25, and now that kind of makes everybody happy there. And go ahead and fine the umpires, because that'll make everybody that's been upset about the umpire calls, fine them. They're 25, but now thousandfold fine the NFL. Fine it all. Fine the executives. And now, you know what you do with all this money? Because the NFL can't collect it, put it back. You know, Goodall can't put it back in his pocket.
Right.
Give it to the one group that's been there, that's even paid their own way to be there. Give them cheerleaders their bonuses.
Oh, yeah. I know when I had that story on, and I talked to the lawyer and the cheerleader, how upset you were, because it's just so crazy. Hey, we'll give you 5 cents. Make sure you get on the field, and you be perfect when you do that cheering. But
yeah.
You're going to have to pay through the nose for everything else, and we're going to criticize every move that you make on the field. Yeah, Grim, absolutely crazy. Hey, we got a fly partner, because I got to try to squeeze in Jack here. Let's go to Jack in Australia. Hey, Jack.
Hello, Kate. I am so happy that Seattle lost after what they did to my Patriots last year. But what a game. What a finish to the game. I got a couple of interesting trending bits for you. During the Super Bowl, what is the most searched item on online?
What was it?
How to read Roman numerals.
Oh, that's ridiculous. People didn't know that it was 49?
No.
Oh, that's crazy.
I don't know about when you went through elementary school, but when I did it, we were taught Roman numerals.
We were too.
I mean, how are people reading their Rolex watches if they can't?
Oh, that's crazy.
And the other thing that really trended amongst Australian internet users was the bit of Biff and Barjo, the nice punch-up in the last few seconds of the game. That got Australians interested in American football. Apart from the fact there's about five Aussies playing.
Exactly. Oh, I love it. That's cool. I'm glad that you said that. Wow, it's wild. Coming up at the tail end of the hour, Jack, we're going to be talking about Super Bowl commercials. So anybody who wants to throw in on that, you certainly can, as we're getting closer to the next couple of things that we're going to do here on the show, including a conversation with Anthony Volpe from a dating site that specializes in Asian women. The reason for having Anthony on the show is because, one, it's unique, it's a niche deal, and it's a business that has exploded. And Valentine's Day is coming up. Do you believe it? It's already February 3rd, so do the math. It's a Saturday this year. And Valentine's Day does two things. Either people want out of relationships. There's a lot of divorces that are filed around Valentine's Day, supposedly. And there's also a lot of people looking for love. And so online now, even specialty online dating sites aren't so taboo. It's kind of the norm. That's coming up next here on America Tonight. Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Moving forward, losing all my breath, making love to you was never second best. I saw the world crashing all around your face, never really knowing it was always mesh and lace. I'll stop the world and melt with you.
Well, with Valentine's Day coming up, you can imagine a lot of people are looking for love. They're looking for love, and where can you find love? Online is still one of the biggest ways. We had him on before. He was terrific, Anthony Volpe, and he's the CMO of Asian Date, and they've got 4 million members probably and counting. Hey, Anthony, thanks for coming back on America Tonight.
Thank you so much for having me again, Kate. I appreciate it.
So as I mentioned, you know, we're getting close to Valentine's Day, and do you think that kind of spurs on love for some people, like thinking, man, I really wish I could find someone, and I got to figure out some things? I mean, do you see I'm just curious, do you see a surge in people hitting up your site on Valentine's Day or around it?
Yes, we absolutely do, Kate. We actually see a surge right after January 1st all the way up until Valentine's Day. And we believe that through research and just some anecdotes that we hear about, people are really making New Year's resolutions to find that special someone, and that continues all the way through Valentine's Day, especially with all the messages that people hear in the mass media. There's obviously a lot of awareness around Valentine's Day, and people are lonely and looking for that right person.
Yeah. You know, in your site, when we've seen this now, there is a big push internationally, too. Internationally, dating seems to have shot up. Why do you think that is? What's to the phenomenon there?
Yes, I think it's due to a couple of different reasons. Number one is that there are increased communication options, right? There are so many different ways that, you know, these international dating sites such as ours make it very easy and convenient. And just even psychologically, it doesn't seem so far away anymore to communicate with someone who's halfway around the world. The second thing is, you know, people realize now that it's a really great way to expand their dating world to increase their chances of finding their dream person. You know, no longer do they have to necessarily settle for trying, you know, meeting the girl next door or finding a girl in their neighborhood. They can look internationally. And the third one is that, especially on our site, you know, men are finding women who share their values, especially more traditional men looking for a more traditional woman.
Yeah, and did you know, you're a business guy and you sat down and you thought about this, did you start to tap into those demographics and realize, wow, this is a good market. I think that this market will work.
Well, yes. Actually, our company was started 20 years ago, and what we found is that as we introduced more men to this concept of international dating and potentially meeting their, you know, special someone overseas, is that it took off, especially for men who were between, you know, 30 and, let's say, 50, 55, where the options in the States and generally in that kind of target demographic aren't that wonderful because a lot of people are already married. So when those men were looking for, you know, that potential right person, what they found is that there was, you know, there was obviously a large dating pool that was available overseas.
Wow. And in going through the site, as you said, your company has been around for 20 years. What kind of trends have you seen that have changed just in the way people go about filling things out or, you know, trying to get the best matches? What's really changed in that department?
Well, I think, you know, one thing that we've seen on Asian Date is that whereas men more in the beginning were looking for women who were significantly younger than themselves, actually the trend over the last number of years has been for men to want to find women who are more closely matched with their age. The second thing is that we found that a lot of men were looking for, as they got used to this idea, more geographical variety in terms of, well, they thought originally, well, they might find somebody in Europe, and then when they got a little bit more used to it and found that we had an option, for example, on Asian Date, that they could potentially find that special someone overseas in Asia. So we've also found a much greater willingness to look worldwide, but and not just in one geographical region.
Yeah, is it mostly men, or are there some women too that jump on the site?
Well, actually, the sites that we have, we've got websites for women. Mm-hmm. Websites for women are typically outside of the U.S. and looking for men who are around the world, whether they be in Europe, the U.S., or other geographic regions. And then we also have men typically in those regions, Europe, English-speaking countries, and so on, looking around the rest of the world. So definitely we've got a variety of sites, both for men, for women. Everybody's on the site voluntarily and looking for their special someone.
Yeah. What do you think the new frontier is? Because, you know, in business, as you know, and being around any kind of business, you're always looking forward. You're looking at the big picture. What do you think is some of the next great things that are going to happen maybe with online dating sites?
Well, I think that, you know, as the trend has been in the last number of years, you know, there's been increasingly specialization and more niche sites coming out. You know, you have sites that are looking at specific hobbies like golfing. So you're trying to match people who like golf or for people who, for example, like farming and are farmers. You know, so I think that there's going to be an increasing specialization of sites that cater to people who have certain hobbies or, you know, interests or just peculiarities. When one of the other things that we're expanding into is we're expanding into regions of the world that you would never have really perhaps thought of as having people that were available to date or just because of misconceptions or stereotypes. Recently, we just launched ArabianDate.com, and that's going very well so far.
And when you do that, you know, like let's say you have the language barrier thing. How do you get around that or know there you really would have to have the same kind of language or there's a way to translate that?
So we do have automatic translation services on our site. So, for example, when somebody's doing live chat and so on, so that's helpful. If there are female members on our site that aren't as fluent in English as we might be speaking talking to them, you know, through. Also, if a male member, a female member would like to talk on the phone, we also have a simultaneous interpretation service that happens. So that also facilitates good communication that way.
I've always wondered this, and the success is obviously you're getting numbers and people are talking about it. But do you hear from couples when they when it works out, like, you know, hey, wow, I met my maid. This is terrific. I can't thank you enough. Do you get a lot of that kind of feedback?
We do. We do get quite a bit of feedback around that. We do know also that you know, people are somewhat reticent sometimes to announce that they've mm-hmm. been on an online dating site or found someone. So we know that there are a lot of unspoken success stories, if you will, but we do actually hear a lot of success stories as well. When I say success, I'm talking about in terms of success, in terms of what they deem success.
Right.
We're actually very results agnostic. We're a communications platform, so whatever kind of results people mutually want is what we consider a success, but we say success stories here in terms of finding a real relationship that lasts a long time or marriage. Yes, we do hear from couples, and usually they're, you know, really obviously really pleased that they found somebody on the site.
Yeah, and the whole taboo, it's not taboo. The online dating now is just, it's just very common. It's not, you know, 20 years ago, 25 years ago, whenever it first started, and people were sort of dipping their toe in it to online dating and trying to figure out, it's way beyond that at this point, isn't it?
That's right. You know, in the beginning of the internet, just as you said, Kate, there was a lot of stigma around online dating. Even, you know, I looked at a very reputable research report by Pew Research Center recently, and when they first studied online dating habits in 2005, only 44% of people agreed that online dating is a good way to meet people, and just in 2013 that shot up to almost 60%.
Wow.
You know, and one of the things that they said is that today almost half the public knows somebody who uses online dating or has met a spouse or partner via online dating. So it's hard to keep stigmatizing something or mm-hmm. some aspect of society when you know somebody personally has had success with it, and I think that's what's happening.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, Asian Date, and we've been talking about this, the demographics, and as you said, there's other dating sites for women, but specifically, you're connecting American men with women from Asia, and what is it that is appealing there? What are the reasons that Asian women might be much more appealing to American men? Because, frankly, you see a lot of couples, where it's an American man and a woman from Asia. So what is it about that?
Well, through some official research that we've done and just from hearing things anecdotally, we found that a lot of Asian women are more attractive to Western men due to four things. Number one, they're very approachable. Two, they have, or they're perceived to have, very loyal and caring ways. Three is that they really do place a high value on relationships and family. And four, you know, Western men believe that Asian women have very exotic features.
Wow, interesting stuff, and you're getting ready for Valentine's Day. That's just around the corner. So, Anthony Volpe, thanks so much. AsianDates.com. We'll talk to you again down the road.
Thank you, Kate. Thank you very much.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Find out how to stop Big Brother in his tracks at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Time for another We Can Count here on America Tonight. Here's a big one for you. And this has been talked a lot. Probably you've heard this over the weekend, maybe at the tail end of last week, about the ex-Navy SEAL who could get 12 years. And we're talking about the SEAL who admitted that he basically shattered the code, the elite code of the Brotherhood, by stealing from his brothers to finance his luxurious lifestyle and gambling. He's a huge gambler. So now he's facing up to 12 years in prison. And, you know, not to mention, think about that. Think of the SEALs and the code of the SEALs. So this is Jason Mullaney, who is part of SEAL Team 5. He was until 2013. And, convinced, by the way, 11 SEAL team members and one other person to invest collectively $1.2 million into his company, which was called Trident Global Financial Holdings. And so imagine Trident, et cetera, they knew him well. And here they, he was scheming. He ran a pyramid scheme. And rather than repay the investors that spent money on, you know, he spent money instead, their money, on a car, Mercedes, an extravagant home, and gambling in Las Vegas. So how about that? Wow. 12 years. I mean, this guy was a SEAL. So, of course, they are like brothers. Any of you that have been in the military, you know, you've talked about it when you've called the show. You get any closer, and that is really, really sad. Oh, that's really sad. Very, very sad. All right, here's another one. We're not going to go down the lane of everything's miserable when we talk about numbers, but here's another one for you. Out of Lockport, New York, a convicted sex offender was sentenced to 15 years in prison for fathering a kid with an 11-year-old girl. Jackie Berry of Niagara Falls pled guilty on charges of having a sexual relationship back in 2010 with a girl. The girl's now 16, gave birth to a son in 2011. You do the math. DNA confirmed him as the father. He was, by the way, a guy who was also convicted in 1990 for sexually abusing a 7-year-old girl and served 8 years in prison. Not changing the stripes. This is that whole thing about rehabilitation, and it infuriates many, many people because you think, oh, look what happens. He's out, and here we go again. Here we go again. Everybody's talking about cheap gas. Are you still getting cheap gas? Probably not as cheap as it was maybe 3 weeks ago, but in some areas you certainly are still you're receiving the benefits of cheaper prices for crude. So we're seeing in some areas that we're talking about $2 below a gallon. But the new thing that's happening is people from the United Steelworkers Union at refineries, they produce 10% of the U.S. gasoline. So that means diesel and other fuels too. They were on strike for another day, a second day on Monday, because they're pushing for a new national contract with oil companies covering laborers at 63 plants. If a new deal isn't reached and the strike continues, drivers at the pump, meaning you and me, might take it on the chin. People are going to be freaked out because suddenly, almost overnight, boom, the gas is going to change. It's going to shoot up. They had contract negotiations that broke down over the salaries and safety issues, and the union, the USW, told its members at 9 of the refineries in the chem plants, too, to walk out until a new deal settled. And the strike affects about 3,800 workers. It started on Sunday. So get ready. We could be seeing the end of cheap gas. It was great while it lasted, wasn't it? It's so mind over matter. I mean, the fact that what people did with the money, the fact that they got the extra money, it is a psychological thing. Wow, it's not costing me that much to fill up my tank anymore. It's really tough to reverse that, to go back to, yikes, what happened to the gasoline prices? Now, sometimes people have grocery store deals where however much they spend, they end up getting some money off of it that way. I've gotten 90 cents, maybe even almost a buck off mine from grocery shopping where they just take it off as you go through, and that's not a bad deal. But certainly nothing like pulling up and you just know, hey, if I've got to fill up, it's going to be so much cheaper. I'm not going to have to crank in $35, $40, especially when people have those big SUVs. So this is going to be, and it already is, but it's going to be an even bigger story. All right, this is really sad. When you think of the death of Whitney Houston, now you've got the daughter 2 days after she was found face down and unresponsive in a bathtub full of water at her house in Georgia. Whitney Houston's daughter, Bobby Christina Brown, is on a ventilator and in intensive care, and it's pretty serious. She's just 21 years old. So they put her in that medically induced coma, and they don't know about her brain functions. They don't really have a solid diagnosis of saying, you know, this is not good, but she's fighting for her life. For sure, they're trying to reduce the sedatives that they're giving to check her brain. And she's obviously on life support, so they're keeping her alive that way. She had some seizures on Monday, so not good news. And somebody came in and found her that way, called 911, tried to perform CPR. The emergency crews got there, and they basically took over. And the countdown's on. Is she going to be able to survive this? And you think of how many years ago was the Whitney Houston thing? I want to say it was, you know, like 2 years ago with Whitney Houston. And, boy, that is really rough for that family to go through this again with such a young girl. And with your whole, no matter who your parents are, with your whole future in front of you, and you think, what was going on in her mind? What was happening there? This is a big story for sure, even beyond the sports world, because people talk about Mr. Money. They talk about Johnny Manziel, the Cleveland Browns, could have been the Cowboys, Cleveland Browns quarterback. It was announced that he's gone into a treatment program after what happened with his rookie season, and I think there was all that question about his desire, his work ethic, all that kind of stuff. So the story breaks that he's getting treatment. There wasn't a lot of specifics about it, but they think it's going to be a couple of weeks at least. And I think this is a clean up your act, turn it around, because people are tired of it. And I think he's, you know, saving face, et cetera. And who knows? There may be more to this story. I actually don't want to try to guess on that. He may have a much more serious problem. If you watched him in college, he was, what a playmaker he was and how productive he was. Will he be productive in the NFL is the question. So Johnny Manziel in a rehab treatment program for now, a lot of questions and no specifics about the quarterback other than he's expected to be there for at least a couple of weeks, at least a couple of weeks. All right, this is about the numbers, and boy, we gave you some creepy numbers, sad numbers, didn't we? At the certainly at the top of this show. So let's give you another number, and here we go again with somebody trying to get into the White House. What is it about people and trying to jump the fence? I can't tell you, and it was just even last year, the year before that, where I've been at the White House and even stood at the fence where they're talking about. And there always seems to be guards, people around, and how this is happening. But it happened at 2 o'clock in the afternoon on Sunday outside of the White House. He tried to climb a temporary bike rack on Pennsylvania Avenue. He didn't make it over the rack near the White House fence. He was arrested and charged with unlawful entry. And, of course, he's in custody now with the D.C. police, but what is he thinking? I mean, is he not thinking? It seems so crazy to me, especially since we have just seen these stories, and if you pay any attention at all, talk about ruining your life. If it was just some dare or something stupid, or he had, you know, too much to drink or whatever it might be, it doesn't matter what that reason is. You still face very, very serious charges, and you can't take them back. There's no erasing that once you're in the middle of it. It can't happen, won't happen. And this is interesting in Miami. With everything that's happened, speaking of targeting, with the police being targets and whatnot, Miami decided that they were going to give their dogs some protection. So it was a big deal heading into the weekend because they have these vests for them. Their canine units have this new gear, this vest. It's bullet and stab proof. And it was donated by some pet care product company called Pet Armor. And they were smart to do that. So now they've got the dogs, and they have some pretty big canine units that have protection as well. And I think the people may remember this story. Oh, I remember this story. I can remember seeing, and I think I was even in Florida when it happened. I can remember seeing some of the police officers pretty choked up. They had a canine that was a favorite named Atlas, and died after he was hit with a bullet. He was shot and you know, killed chasing a carjacking suspect. And it just broke their hearts. You know, like other animals, they got close to the dog, and the dog had done so well every time they took the dog out, Atlas. So every vest, $950. But they donated them to Miami for free. Maybe they'll do that with some other places as well. All right. it. Another one in the books. It's all about the numbers week.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
You ever hear about Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle kits? At Guns80.com, they are the 80% specialists, helping to protect our privacy. Look, there are forces out there right now trying to register guns for future confiscation. UN treaties threatening our Second Amendment, our freedom. You need a Ghost AR-15, get it at Guns80.com. Call 844-2GUNS80. That's 844-248-6780. Own an AR-15 today and keep it a secret. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com. 844-2GUNS80.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door's locked, bills are paid, you've got a job that keeps the lights on, and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball?
I'm telling you to take cover.
Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them.
The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today, or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare.
The coach for the Seahawks heard that a lot today. All you need is love. I bet he went woods somewhere and just is sitting in a cabin for a few weeks, not really trying to be grilled about what happened. How did you come up with that play call? What were you thinking? How come you didn't just try to run it into the end zone? I mean, absolutely insane. But you all know by now that the Patriots are planning for their parade as we skid across the finish line for this hour on Wednesday. They initially were going to do it on Tuesday, but the weather is so bad there, they've pushed it to Wednesday. It's the fourth Super Bowl for Tom Brady, 28-24. Nobody nailed the score. Nobody came really super close. A lot either thought it was going to be high scoring or a lot low scoring than it was. There were 114.4 million viewers that watched this particular Super Bowl, so it was heavily watched. It makes sense because of the back and forth, and I think people were probably paying closer attention than usual, certainly more than the Broncos getting blown out last time around in the most boring Super Bowl by the Seattle Seahawks in the previous year. A lot of dough was spent on commercials. In fact, you know, $4 million here, $5 million there, depending on the time. Most of the ads were 30 seconds. And I pulled out a few that I thought were clever and would work somewhat for radio because you're not actually seeing the pictures. But here was one that featured two female comedians. So it's rare that you see something like that, right? But Sarah Silverman and Chelsea Handler did a clever, I thought was a clever ad for T-Mobile. Take a listen.
Sarah, this Wi-Fi calling from T-Mobile is the best.
Yep.
I can talk from anywhere in my mansion.
I already have it.
You sound great in my hydroponic kale garden.
Reception's great
in my subterranean petting zoo.
Crystal clear from my trophy room.
All clear in my figure skating basement.
Sounds great from my underground delivery room. Sorry, it's a boy.
Well, I'm under my house with a rabbit.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it was a possum that was underneath the house, and it was pretty. I thought it was pretty clever. They were trying to one up each other, where they could hear each other in their mansions, and it worked. It worked for 30 seconds, and that's the whole T-Mobile thing. That's the whole thing about cell phones. What are you trying to convey? That hey, it really works. I'm, you know, you won't believe where I am, and I can hear you, because you know that's what people are always concerned about. You know, when they're in tunnels or in crazy places where you can't hear, what's the coverage area? How about this? Another comedian, Mindy Kaling, was part of a nationwide ad where she was basically invisible. You'll see what I mean. Check it out.
After years of being treated like she was invisible, it occurred to Mindy she might actually be invisible. Whoa! Mindy was actually not invisible.
Oh, excuse me.
Did you see me?
She had just always been treated that way.
Yes, yes, ma'am.
You don't want to kiss just to make
Absolutely
sure.
Absolutely not.
No, I didn't want to kiss you either, Matt Damon, so.
Join the nation that sees you as a priority. Nationwide is on your side.
Can I just take a quick...
Yeah, she wanted to take a selfie with Matt Damon. And what you didn't hear there is that she was trying to hail a cab, and it was like she was invisible, and you heard the voiceover Julia Roberts. And then she's eating ice cream, just pigging out on ice cream, walking down a grocery aisle, and then she's lathered up and through a car wash. And so it was pretty clever, I thought. And, of course, I'm a very big fan of Breaking Bad. That was one of my all-time binge watches, I will confess. And the main character, Walter White, played by Bryan Cranston, was part of Esurance. Check this one out.
Hi.
My doctor called in a prescription?
Yes.
You're not Greg.
I'm sort of Greg. We're both over 50 years old. We both used to own a Pontiac Aztec. We both have a lot of experience with drugs. Sorry, pharmaceuticals. So... say my name.
Sort of Greg.
Esurance helps make sure you only pay for what's right for you, not someone sort of like you. Esurance, backed by Allstate.
Hi.
My doctor called in a prescription?
Yes.
Clever. It was very, very clever. And then, of course, you know, Liam Neeson is all the rage in Taken Part 3, and he's been in a lot of movies lately in the last couple of years. He's become sort of like this action crusher in a sense. And he was a part of, I thought, a clever spot as well. And this was for Clash of the Clans. Take a listen to this.
Big Buffet Boy 85. But if you think you can humiliate me and take my gold, think again.
Oh, I'm coming for you with lots of barbarians and dragons. I can't wait to destroy your village while you beg for mercy. But you will get no mercy. I will have my revenge.
Lion? I was going for Lion?
Over here. It's, Liam. You will regret the day you crossed Angry Neeson 52.
Angry Neeson! Angry Neeson 52!
All right, so you got to love that. You know, that's for the whole gamer thing with the clever handles. And it was just funny that he talked about, you won't take my gold, and then the guy butchers his name. And he was waiting in line for his food at a coffee shop. And it was clever. I thought it was well done. You know, 30 seconds to tell a story isn't often easy. The bottom line is, when you're talking about that much money on the line, you got to have some really creative geniuses. And I'm not so sure with the Super Bowl commercials this time around. A lot of people were watching. That part would be good for anybody who spent that serious money. But did the commercials make you think of whatever it was that they were, you know, trying to push? Somebody was talking to me earlier today on a talk show about this in San Francisco, and they said, did you think the one ad for when the blue pill went down was for Viagra? And I said, yes, initially. And what happened was, a guy goes in the bathroom, you assume it's his wife, and he's in Italy, and he loses the pill, and it flies down all over the place and ends up in this gas tank of a Fiat. And the Fiat gets the benefit, and they, you know, do a ooh la la kind of thing. It's kind of crazy. But it was to sell the Fiat, and I think that most people walking away from that aren't thinking, oh, that's a really cool Fiat, or I got to check that out. Did you see that Fiat? I don't think so, because so much of the emphasis was on the blue pill. But, you know, who knows? I guess it's, you got to have clever humor and hope that you can hook them in somehow. And I think a few of the spots did that. A few of the spots were, you know, crazy, didn't make any sense to me. And I would probably say of the spots that I saw, the Snickers was clever, the Brady Bunch. I would say that it's like a B-minus kind of year for the commercials in the Super Bowl. But when you have a captive audience, it's probably going right across their screen, and they're probably paying attention to it. I don't know if they're running out to get the dip then, but maybe, because the game was much more exciting, certainly, this time. In the ever-burning race, the beauty pageant that is the GOP, and who's going to make it in the end in the drive to probably go up against Hillary Clinton. There's nobody that's going to be on that Democratic side but Hillary Clinton. I'll tell you what's interesting. A new poll comes out, and it looks like Scott Walker is really turning heads. A lot of people are paying attention to the governor of Wisconsin. He may end up being the front runner before you know it, especially with Mitt Romney dumping out. And in a couple of polls, his numbers are very, very high. See ya.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturing
manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.